This is Palm Sunday weekend. Welcome. This is a day that Jesus rode down on a donkey into the open gates of Jerusalem, and there the people welcomed him. It was the final season of his life where he would bring redemption to the people, not only of Jerusalem, but to the world and extended right here to Hawaii as well. Now, you know, along with me, that as a whole, we as a people of Hawaii and the world have drifted far from God, and that drift seems to continue. But I figure, why not have a gathering where we just say it's time to return to God? What do you think? It's time to start returning to God. So we're going to do that. And so we're happy that you're here. You notice a missionary garb here. So we're going to have a throwback to the 1800s, and you're going to see a service of how it used to be when the people of Hawaii were firmly embracing Jesus Christ. And it was throughout the ali'i, throughout the commoners, and people knew that there was a God in Hawaii. Now let's welcome the Lord with a clap offering, would you, as we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Welcome to Words of New Hope on this Palm Sunday with Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Oahu. Today, Pastor Wayne will interweave the history of Christianity in Hawaii with some favorite hymns from the Hawaiian hymnal. May it be a blessing to you today.
Many of the beautiful hymns would be translated into Hawaiian early on. One of the ones who translated and wrote songs, a man named Lorenzo Lyons from Kamuela, which we now call Waimea. And there he would write beautiful songs, but translate many so that even by 1824, many of the hymns had already been translated into Hawaiian. But one of the favorites is How Great Thou Art. E mele'au. I ka ho'olae. He nanino. And that just simply says, there's times we need to just stop. Because I don't know why this happened or why that setback took place or why that sickness happened. But we just need to stop and just pause and say, How great Thou art. How great Thou art. We don't know about this. Just how great Thou art. How great Thou art. Let's sing that together. E mele'au in Hawaiian and English. E mele'au I ka ho'olae. He nanino. He nanino. And I How great thou art.
How great thou art.
Then sings my soul.
Loving mercy is as high as the heavens, and your truth is so perfect. I live in sorrow, imprisoned, but you are my light. Glory is my support. Behold, see the sins of man, and instead of malevolence or anger, please forgive and cleanse. Nana ino ino, na heva o kanaka,
na heva
a ka e hui kala, ama ima ino,
e hui kala, ama ima
So, O Lord, protect us beneath your wings. And let peace be our portion, now and forevermore.
During this time, hundreds of ships would continue to swarm the Hawaiian Islands, looking for whales and sandalwood. But worst of all, it wasn't what they were looking for, it's what they brought with them, the greed and diseases. And because Hawaiians had no immunity from the European diseases, the population cut from 300,000 plus to 35,000. One of the dreaded diseases that afflicted the Hawaiians was leprosy. Those afflicted were ripped from their homes and families. And they would be taken to an isolated side of the island of Molokai. Now, though these were afflicted, they would not be forgotten. God would send another missionary, Father Damien, to reach these precious people with the gospel and ultimately with his life. The disease was relentless. Bodies were in ruins, and there was constant coughing. Unbearable sadness that came from the impending death and despair of knowing that they would never return home again. And there seemed to be no way of alleviating the sense of hopelessness at Kalaupapa. With what seems to us today as superhuman determination, Father Damien, led by a seemingly boundless faith and enthusiasm, inch by inch and person by person, moved both himself and his growing congregation forward into building a life of joy and wholeness and renewed hope. Many of them came to Christ during those years as Father Damien himself would succumb to the same disease after 16 years of ministry at Kalaupapa. But together, he and his new family discovered what it was to know God's power of compassion.
Kalaupapa, a place of sadness, hopelessness, and death. God brought hope to this place in the form of a man. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Abandoned on this barren land of great Molokai, disease and hopelessness filled my body and soul. No water, no home, no life, no love. I was left here to die. I was left here to die. I was left here to die. A miracle from God arrived. No longer would I live ashamed and worthless. He loved me, held me, showed compassion to me with the heart of Jesus. Blessed be this man sent by God. a miracle from God arrived. No longer would I live ashamed and worthless. He loved me, held me, showed compassion to me with the heart of Jesus. Blessed be this man sent by God. Kalaupapa, a place of sadness, hopelessness, and death. God brought hope to this place in the form of a man. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Thank God for this man who sacrificed his life for me. Long live the story of Kalaupapa.
Although leprosy is basically contained now, there is yet another kind of leprosy that is ravaging our islands. And that's what we see as a spiritual leprosy, a lethargy towards God. So that the diseases that are brought into the land, we don't even see. Immorality has been glamorized and alternative lifestyles have been peddled with such craftiness that no one can see anything disfiguring about it. It'll dupe even our own people into thinking that what's done across the seas is fine to happen here. But as one man said, if you don't learn from history, you are bound to repeat it.
Let this be our prayer.
Would you say thank you to Hokena, to Myla, to our choir, our dancers, our music, our director, Kale Chang, Kathy Foy, and the so many others that made this all possible. And thank you for being a part of New Hope and what God is wanting to do in the midst of our hearts to restore God to Hawaii. Our heritage is rich here in Hawaii. And we live in a society that wants to eradicate that heritage. And we say, no, this is who we are. This is what God did in our midst all the way back to the 1700s. Are you kidding? And if we don't retain that, who will? It won't happen. And so we gather together this week and next week to restore to us by God's grace our identity and to say this is who we're going to be, for God has had us born and alive for such a time as this. So be the light to Hawaii. I'm going to pray a blessing over you, and then we're going to sing the doxology in closing. Would you bow your heads? May God bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. May he turn his heart towards you and be gracious unto you. And may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Ho'onani kamakuama keke. God bless you. Give someone a hug on your way out. We'll see you this next week.
Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Until next time, God bless you and aloha.
Aloha. Celebrate Easter at the Blaisdell Arena with New Hope Oahu.
featuring special guest Tasha Layton. Join us at the Blaisdell Arena on Easter weekend, Saturday, April 19th at 6 p.m. and Sunday, April 20th at 8 and 11 a.m. For info on parking, live translations, cakey experiences, and more, visit enewhope.org.